we're off. Okay, so this is Liz Lavender on Sunday the 24th of May in interview with Jackie Quosha. Jackie, could you just spell your name?
J-A-C-K-Y-C-R-O-S-H-E-R.
Right, and how did you first get involved with No Fit State Circus?
Well, I'd seen them quite a lot on the performing scene, seen this, quite a few of their shows, and I trained at full time and then at Circus Base. And so I'd met some of them at Hay on Wye festivals and other places, but actually got involved with No Fit State. I auditioned the year before.
And you had already been to Circumedia by that point, had you? Or Circus Space, was it?
Circumedia didn't exist then. Juggling with Ali and some trumpet with everybody. So trapeze, I did swinging trapeze and solo trapeze in the circus.
And so you had worked for a company, another circus company as well, before No Fit State, hadn't you?
Not really, no. I worked for a company called Skinny the Cat afterwards. After No Fit State, and I did some. I'd done some shows with the Circus Base's Flying Trapeze Troupe, and I worked on Altogether with No Fit State as well.
Before
Alice.
And what were you in Altogether?
With the aerialists from London. Professionals who came in, and we did Flying Trapeze, and I think with the alien protagonists actually. So yeah, we got an amazing entrance through the doors, like on Alien, when the lights come up and the aliens walk through the mist. That's the kind of entrance through the rolling doors. Yeah, we did all the aerial and the circus sort of circus skills all together.
So, what was your impression of the circus on that first, you know, on the Altogether stuff? Was that a new kind of show for you to see?
Yeah, I think it was really spectacular because it was mixing kind of community people and professional circus people with visual arts and big sets and the whole dynamic. Everyone involved in some scenes and lots of running around and talking. My first experience of using radio mics, which were quite temperamental, I seem to remember. Kept the set kept interfering with all the radio mics, so I think it was really good. That was my impression of that. I think it's a bit different from the other No Fit State songs. There was a big crew on that show. There was a huge number of performers and community people and other people involved from Cardiff. So, yeah.
And had you ever seen a show like that before, put together in that way before?
It's difficult to know. No, not quite like that. I don't think so, not quite like that, no. I hadn't, when you're in things it's different than when you see them from the outside, isn't it?
So then you auditioned for Dodo Island and you didn't actually work on that show, but then you came back undeterred the next year.
Or the year after, because I worked on Altogether in between.
And that was for Alice.
And
did you have a character in that show as well? Were you a character?
I played loads of different characters. So apart from Alice, everyone else played about 10 characters. So I played the White Queen. I played... what's the one who shouts at the baby all the time? I played...
The Duchess.
I played the White Queen and the Duchess and a griffin and a tap dancing fisher door person, and I played something. I was going to do something on stilts, but I think that got cut in the end because there's just too many costume changes. But I just remember either being on stage or changing my costume the whole time in that show. Yeah.
Busy old show.
It was a busy old show, yeah.
And so that the other people on that tour were Sarah Roland Barker and Mark Moreau.
Tim came and did the stilts at the beginning. Toby Philpott, Abigail Yates was Alice.
Yeah.
She was the only one who stayed in the same costume. But of course, she was on stage all the time.
Yeah. She was special then. She must have been. If she had only one character and one costume, she must have had it very easy, Abigail Yates, on that tour compared with everybody else.
I don't know, but she did have to be on stage pretty much all the time interacting with everyone else.
Yeah.
So she was,
yeah.
You know, she's the continuing person, isn't she? So while everyone else is changing, she's still on stage, you know. So.
Yeah. So I had to hold that. Where can you remember us going that year with Alice? What were the good gigs and what were the bad gigs of that tour?
I remember the first gig was really hard in Twickenham. It's just difficult. I think it's just when it's a new show and you're running it in, it's quite hard. And I remember my 30th birthday and that was a bit, we were working and in fact we were travelling, which is a really rubbish day for a birthday, travelling day.
Tell us about your cake.
Yeah, it got stuck on the cook bus that broke down and she didn't arrive till 11 at night and I was a bit sad.
Jackie didn't get her birthday cake that year.
No.
This is rotten.
Yeah. And
then the cook left.
The cook left and you joined.
I joined.
Which was a good thing.
Mm.
Did you then? Yeah, let's talk to you.
So where else was a good gig that year? Can you remember?
I think Hereford was a good gig. Everybody.
Yeah, and of course it wasn't just the tent in those days that, I mean, the tent was the easy bit, wasn't it?
Oh, there was the seating and the set. The seating was a right pain. I got RSL in my thumb from doing all the bolts up in the seating for all that time.
Really? Yeah. Still suffer?
Yeah. Circus injuries.
Nasty.
RSI in right thumb.
Oh no.
It's all right. I don't have to do that many bolts up these days.
So where did we finish that tour, Alice? Can you remember where the last gig on that tour was?
I think it was in Cardiff, actually. I think the last gig might have been Cardiff Castle. I think it was only a party in Cardiff Castle.
Which was possibly Riley's party.
Maybe. I can't
remember. For his birthday.
No, I'm getting food poisoning island, prawns. Prawn balls.
And that's quite disastrous in the circus, presumably.
I think it was okay. It wasn't too bad.
So how in a show, if you know somebody was ill, when you're taking on so many characters, how did that affect the show then?
I think we were pretty healthy that year. I don't remember people missing many shows. That's it.
Mentioned earlier about your swinging trapeze and the height of the tent. meant.
Oh yeah, that yeah, it did mean that you couldn't very very much because you, or even on a sort of 3/4 height swing, you just crashed into the face first into the tent or head first into the tent. So anything, it was all very quite small and had to sort of cut across a lot of big tricks out. So yeah.
And the crash point was somewhere quite close to the tech.
Yeah, tech avoiding tower. The tech tower and the lights and the tent was a bit of a nightmare because it was quite a small tent for swinging.
I can remember having the cafe at the back of the tent whilst you were doing your swinging, and if you did hit the tent too hard with your face when you were up there, it would mean that the water that was collected on the pod.
Yeah, the changing pod.
Used to come down, no, the front.
Oh, right, the front
of the pod used to come down in the cafe. I
never knew that. You never said that.
Yeah.
the joys of travelling with the circus. And I do remember the other, the pod, the entrance pod was always like the wettest bit of the tent. I remember that. So the audience bit was reasonably dry in the rain, but the way you had to come through backstage was always really muddy, which was right really hard when you're trying to change and not get muddy to go back on stage again. I'm surprised that anyone in those shows looked clean going on stage because you always had to traipse through the mud to go on stage.
So you mentioned earlier on you did an audition for Alice. Where was that then? And who auditioned you? Can you remember that?
It's weird because I really can't remember. I remember the first audition that I didn't get. And Linda and Gregoire being at the audition, and yeah, they got it, I think. And that was at Circus Space, the first audition. But I don't remember where the audition for Alice was. I mean, it might have been that I didn't audition because I'd already worked with No Fit State on Altogether. That might have been what happened. That then I just worked, you know.
So you didn't have an interview as such, or an audition?
I don't think I had
a formal
audition. I did have an audition. They asked me. Well, they just said, oh, you don't have to answer these questions. Oh, we know what you're like. What do you like to do in your spare time? And that meant, were you okay with having a party? And they kind of knew that was all right with me. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I think, you know, skills is one thing, but being able to manage that, get somebody who can manage that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, because it's hard work. Really hard work.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, you know, you work really hard, so.
We all worked quite hard, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the performing, it's the tent up and down and everything else around it, isn't it?
And we used to have to go out on promos as well.
We didn't do that many on Alice, which was nice. I remember we had to do a few.
And that was the year Peter first joined as
well,
wasn't
Reynolds,
it?
Yeah, Peter Reynolds, which was, he was lovely to work with. Yeah, I think it was a bit of a, I think it was difficult for Ali because she was then really in charge. It was more responsibility because she was the only original member.
And Tim left somewhere halfway through, didn't
so
he?
So Tim and Ali were in charge, but he wasn't there for the whole tour. He had to leave. And whereas before they'd been split the responsibility between a few of them, hadn't they? You know, Tim and Tom and Ali.
It was the first one really that Ali had to manage on her own.
Yeah, and Mark was sort of second in charge, I seem to remember.
Yeah, head of tenting and the site and stuff.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of painting vehicles. What were our vehicles like during Alice? Pink.
We had to paint the tent lorry in Pencoyd where we did a rehearsal, Bridge End was it?
Yeah. And there was a lattice, a sort of checkered, but it was all off, and some people had their caravans. Were you in the caravan with the...
No, I was in the pink caravan, but some people had the checkered caravan for Alice, which was nice. Mm. And then, things, you know, there's always that thing of repairing and washing. And
what do you do now, Jackie?
What do I do now? I work, I teach aerial, trapeze and whatnot, things in the air. Hinged Theatre and sing in a jazz band and have a gun, and that takes up all the time.
And so do you think your time, what do you think you take away from your time with No Fit State that you use now in the rest of your professional life? Was there any kind of ethic or or...
Well, it certainly teaches your work ethic. You have to knuckle down and get on with it and get on with people. And, yeah, hard work, just really the sense that it's full on and busy, and I don't think you realise that, how much it takes rehearsing and touring until you actually do it.
So you're quite, you know, you mentioned you teach at social media, and so now the young people who are coming into circuit media are often...
They're often, they come from, we have this kind of like lovely exchange with No Fit State, in that they send people from their youth circus, No Fit State send people from the youth circus, and they come to us to do the BTEC, which is 16 to 18 year olds, and then often some of the 16 to 18 year olds come back and work with No Fit State in a more professional capacity, or go and do more training. And that's lovely. In Bianco, in the first year, I think there were 7 people in the show from Circa Media. Some as sort of trainees and some as professionals, so it was just lovely.
And so
some of them are still in Bianco now.
So. Yeah, so you've originally taught these people who are now also working with No Fit State.
And in the first few years of the Silver Tent shows, I came over to Cardiff once a week and taught trainees as well. So I saw quite a few of the original cast members, like Kevin and Zoe and Ree. I taught all them their skills as trainees as well. So it's lovely to have that sort of history which kind of continues on. It's the new circus generations will then carry on.
So really you're training the young people who are interested in circus, and a good proportion of them come and visit No Fit State, and some end up working with No Fit State. So if you were to give them a word of advice on coming to work with No Fit State, how would you advise a young person? What would you say to them? You're going to work with No Fit State. How interesting. Oh, right. Well, I would...
Send love, I'd say. Send love to my love to Ali and Liz and Lynn. And say it's going to be hard work. And you're going to be expected to do everything. And so you can't... you've got to muck in with everything and get on with it, really.
Yeah.
No, there's no prima donnas, really. Mm. Which is nice, you know. Well, I hope there aren't still. Probably there are, but... They don't last very long, I think, the prima donnas.
I think that's a very good point to end. No, prima donnas don't last long with No Fit State. Thank you, Jackie.
Feet,
I think that was really good. Thank you. Are you happy to finish there? I think that's grand. I think we've done a kind of round trip.